and welcome to The Marketing Guide with me, your host, Zara O'Mahony. This is the podcast that helps make marketing simple for small business owners and entrepreneurs. Each week, we bring you bite-sized actionable tips, strategies and hacks to help grow your business online. If you're ready to do the work and grow your online presence and you want to stand out in a crowded space, then you're in the right place. Now, let's get going with today's episode. Enjoy the show. Hello there and welcome to The Marketing Guide. It's me, your host, Zara O'Mahony. I always have the urge to say, it's a me, a Mario. Every time I do, it's a me, your host. Happy Monday or happy whatever day you're listening to this podcast on. I hope wherever you are in the world that you're having a good day and that you're feeling positive and that you're ready for this new week. Thank you for joining me on the show and thank you for tuning in and choosing the podcast, this podcast to listen to. I know there's millions of podcasts out there and you could choose any of them and you choose to listen to this. So just know that I do always appreciate anybody that listens to the podcast, even if it's one person a week that tunes in. I'm so happy to have you. But luckily, we have people from all over the world listening to the podcast and you've sent me lovely feedback. If you want to pop me a DM on Instagram and you want to send me a message to say I'm enjoying the podcast or I would like to hear more of this type of topic, you can drop me a DM. It's at lauraomahony.com. I will link it in the show notes. Or if you're wondering, where do I go and find the show notes? If you visit lauraomahony.com on the website, there's a link for a podcast and you can see all the show notes from all the previous episodes are all there and all the links to all of the other episodes are there as well. Or you can just search for a topic up at the top of the website as well. If you want to search for like story brand, when we had that episode with JJ Peterson and story brand, or you want to search for a term like TikTok and you'll find the episodes that relate to TikTok there as well. So on this week's episode of the podcast, we are talking about how to build positive habits and make changes that actually last. So what your life looks like right now is a result of your habits. So whether they're good habits or whether they're bad habits. So if you are somebody that gets up and goes for like a 5 mile run or a 5 kilometer run every single morning, you are probably someone that is fit and you are that as a result of the habits that you do because you get up and you go for a run. You probably don't even think about it. But for somebody that's in a bad habit or stuck in a bad rut, it can be things like, for me, I know during the first lockdown, I ended up like eating ice cream every single night. And I never would have a grow. I never would have a craving for ice cream, but it was just a habit that we got into because we kind of sat down and would watch a movie or would watch, you know, an episode of a TV show, whatever we were watching, we're like, we'll have ice cream because we couldn't go out. We couldn't kind of do all the things that we would normally do. And that ended up becoming a habit. And every night then I'd be like, have that cue and have that craving to have the ice cream because I would turn on my show and then it would be automatically, right, let's get the ice cream out. So I had to look at my habits and how I could break the habits and how I could set positive habits as well and do things that would make more of a positive impact on my life and my business. So there was no point in me complaining, oh, I've put up a stone in weight because, you know, of this habit, but I'm not doing anything about it and I'm still sitting down and eating the ice cream every night. I'm not eating the ice cream every night, thank God. I'm trying to make positive changes and implement them. And that's what I'm sharing, what I've learned and from some of the books and some of the things, articles and stuff that I've read online, I'm sharing everything that I've learned so that you can, if you want to set up positive habits in your life and you're wondering why as well, that maybe you've tried to set up a new habit and it hasn't stuck, this episode is for you. It's perfect for you. So before we get going with the episode, I just want to remind you, you can get a free ebook of 30 days worth of Instagram content ideas if you go to my website, lauraomahony.com. Up in the very top of the website, you'll see a bar. It says free ebook. If you click on that, put in your name and your email address and you will be in my inbox. It'll be in your inbox in a matter of minutes. You won't be in my inbox. That's weird. But also you will get signed up to our weekly newsletter. I often send out freebies. I often send out goodies in the newsletters as well. Also, don't forget, if you want to leave a review and get a shout out for your business on this very podcast and reach people all across the world, all you have to do is go to lauraomahony.com/review. You can leave a review on Android or on Apple. It's really easy to do. All the instructions are there at that website. If you just click on that link, it'll be in the show notes below as well. If you visit there, it will tell you how to leave the review on Apple and Android. But when you do leave your review, make sure you leave your name and leave your business name and let us know what you think of the show. And if you're enjoying the show, this helps get the podcast out to more people and to reach more people. It gets helps us with the algorithm and get pushed out to more people. And that is the best thing that you can do if you've been enjoying the podcast. And the best way that you can say thanks and, you know, give back a little bit of love is to go leave a review. So lauraomahony.com/review. All all the details are there on how you can go do that. Also, as I said, you can drop me a DM on Instagram at any time at lauraomahony.com as well. So let's get going with today's show. So as I said, what your life looks like right now, it's a result of your habits, whether they're good habits or whether they're bad habits. So if you're, as I said, somebody that's sitting down eating a litre of ice cream every night after dinner, or sugary snacks throughout the day, then chances are you're someone who's tired, you're lethargic, you're lacking energy, you're getting sugar highs and sugar crashes all day long. Whereas on the other hand, if you're somebody that gets up at 7 a.m. every day, you go to the gym for 30 or 40 minutes, chances are you're full of energy, you eat healthy, because you're not going to go to the gym and then come home and eat six packets of crisps. People just don't do that because you're in a good mindset and you feel good about yourself. So why do habits matter? Habits shape who we are and what type of person we are. And this is something that shows up not only in our business, but in our personal life as well. So it's kind of encompassed in both. According to James Clear, he is an expert on habit forming and he has a book called Atomic Habits. It's a really good book. I suggest you read it or listen to the audiobook. Really, really worthwhile. I listened to it there a couple of months ago and I really, really enjoyed it. He says that there is four stages of forming a habit. So they're divided into cue, craving, response and reward. So he has broken it down into what it is and I will share that with you now so that you kind of get a better idea of how to create a habit that actually sticks. And I'm going to share with you later on in the episode some of my tips for creating habits and sticking to your habits as well. So number one is cue, number two is craving, number three response, and number four is reward, and it's a cycle. So the fundamentals of habit forming, you go through each step in the exact same order each time. So number one is cue. So this triggers your brain to start a behavior. So it predicts a reward. So back in the cave man days, we hunted and we scavenged for food and water, and that was our reward. But today, rewards can look a little bit different. It might be from money to a sense of, you know, that you're personally satisfied, that you feel good in yourself, you feel confident, and everything in between. Anything can be a reward. As humans, we are always on the lookout for those rewards, and a cue tells us that we are close to a reward, which leads to a craving. So number two then is craving. So this is the next step in the habit loop. This is the motivation behind a habit. So if you don't really want something or we don't have the motivation, then there's no reason that we're actually going to go and make a change. So we don't actually crave like going to the gym, for example, but we do crave the outcome, which is like feeling fitter, feeling more confident, feeling better in ourselves, feeling stronger. They're the outcomes. So the rewards give us happiness and relief from a craving. And rewards also teach us which actions are worth remembering for the future. So if you're missing any of the links in this habit forming process, then you will fail to form a new habit. So if you've got the cue, but you don't have the craving, you don't have the motivation, you're not going to go and do the thing. So let's talk about the habit loop then. As I said, it's a loop. It starts with cue and then it moves to craving, then it moves to response and it moves to reward. So the cue triggers a craving, which motivates a response, which then gives a reward, which then satisfies the craving and ultimately becomes associated with the cue. So together, these four steps, they're a neurological feedback loop. So cue, craving, response, reward, then cue, craving, response, reward. It allows you to create automatic habits. So how do we create change and form new habits then? So there is a framework and there's four laws of behavioural change. This is all from James Clear's book. Set of rules. There are a set of rules for creating good habits and breaking bad ones. So how to create a good habit. So the first law is cue. So you need to make it obvious. The second law is craving. You need to make it attractive. The third law is response. You need to make it easy. And the fourth law is reward. You need to make it satisfying. So how could you see that as, say you want to set a new habit and you want to get up every morning and go to the gym. Make it obvious is you need to write down what you want, what your goal is. You need to make it attractive. You need to say, actually, when I come out of the gym, I'm going to feel this way and I'm going to, you know, it's going to be enjoyable. Make it easy is, you know, setting yourself up for success, having everything ready the night before, and make it satisfying then is the reward. So it's trying on that dress that's been in your wardrobe for 2 years. That's like one size too small for you and you really want to wear it. And then you get to wear it after going to the gym for like 3 months, 6 months, whatever it is. That's the reward. But we can also invert these laws and to learn how to break a habit. So how do you break a habit then? Inversion of the first law is cue. So make it invisible. Take the thing away. Inversion of the second law is craving. Make it unattractive. Inversion of the third law, response, make it difficult. And inversion of the fourth law, then reward, make it unsatisfying. So how did I break the ice cream habit? So number one, make it invisible. So I got rid of the ice cream. I stopped buying the ice cream. I just, you know, kind of just didn't have it there. Number two, make it unattractive. I was thinking of that feeling that I felt after I had finished the ice cream every time. I always felt really stuffed and full and bloated. So I kind of thought about that. Make it difficult. I made it difficult for me to get the ice cream. I would not go down the aisle in Dunn's because it's this type of ice cream in Dunn's. It's like a brownie fudge caramel. Oh, so nice. Dunn's is like the equivalent of Walmart if you're in the States. If you're in the UK, it's like Sainsbury's, something similar. So I would not walk down that aisle because I knew that that ice cream was there and I knew that I would pick it up. So I removed the temptation. And number four, make it unsatisfying. I just decided that it just wasn't filling me up. It wasn't giving me what I actually needed. So at the time, I was probably feeling a bit overwhelmed with everything that was going on with COVID and being in lockdown and all that. And I tried to realign that focus and make it into something more positive. So rather than sitting down and having that ice cream every night, I decided that I would do something that would make me feel a little bit happier. So I went colouring, or I got my, you know, my colouring book. I know I'm an adult colourer, but it does really calm me down. So I did that and I kind of thought, no, the ice cream is not actually satisfying me. So whenever you want to change your behaviour, you can simply ask yourself, how can I make it obvious? How can I make it attractive? How can I make it easy? And how can I make it satisfying? So if you've ever questioned yourself and said things like, why can't I stick to healthy eating? Why can't I post to social media every day? Why can't I keep on top of my taxes each month? Why can't I take regular breaks from my work? And the answer, it lies within those four laws. So I'll just pop down through that again. The one for creating new habits is the first law is cue, make it obvious. Second law is craving, make it attractive. The third law, response, make it easy. And the fourth law, reward, make it satisfying. And if you want to go into more detail on that, you can read the book or listen to the audiobook of James Clear, Atomic Habits. It's really worthwhile. It's a book that I really enjoyed. And this whole section was taken from that book. So what are some tips then for creating good habits? I have 10 tips that I'm going to share with you that personally, these work for me, and I thought I would share them with you. So the first thing is to start with a goal and ask yourself why. And don't just say, I want to go to the gym every day. You might say, I want to go to the gym 4 times a week. I want to go in the morning before 8 a.m. and I want to go there for 30 minutes. So that's being specific with it, not just saying I want to go to the gym. So you need to be specific with it. So if it's something like I want to post more on Instagram, I want to post 4 times a week on Instagram. I want to have, you know, 3 carousel posts going out and I want to have 1 reel going out and I want to do it on the days Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And that's being specific with your goal. And we talked about SMART goals in the podcast before. If you don't know what a SMART goal is, just Google SMART goals and you'll see that's a really good way to set out a goal. So that's number one. Number two then is to commit to the process. So without actually having made that commitment and deciding that I was going to make changes in my life, I wouldn't have, you know, followed through on the thing. So you really do need to commit to it. So an example of this would be, for example, I set a new habit in the last few weeks that I was going to get up and go to the gym in the mornings before I go to, obviously sit down to work at home, that it would be a good way of giving me energy for the day and that I would have my workout done and then I could concentrate on business and everything else and not have that impending doom that, oh, I need to go to the gym, it's getting to be 6 o'clock and I have to get my stuff organized and I don't have time because I've got so much going on, I'm busy, all that kind of stuff. And it's just really about making that commitment. So how did I make that change and how did I decide that I would follow through on that? I decided that if a friend asked me to go to the gym with them and I promised them that I would show up at 7 a.m. and be in the gym at 7 a.m. I would not flake on the person because I'm not somebody that just randomly not follows through on the promises and commitments that I've made. So if I made a commitment to a person, why would I not make that commitment to myself and keep that promise to myself? So I decided I'm going to keep that promise to myself. I'm not going to break that promise to myself. And I also kind of looked at, you know, what were the results and what were, you know, what was the reward? So the results and the reward for me was like, I'm going to feel good about myself. I'm going to feel fitter. I'm going to feel stronger. I'm going to fit into that dress that's been in my wardrobe for 2 years that I really want to wear that I bought that's like one size too small. Obviously, I'm getting ultra specific on the details of the podcast. That's where I drew that from earlier on in the podcast. But I committed to the process, and the same way I committed to the process of creating the podcast, show up every week, and it's a commitment to myself. Also, I've made a commitment to my listeners, but more importantly, I made that commitment to myself that I'm not going to let myself down, and keep my promises to myself and, you know, believe in myself as well. So that's number two, commit to the process. Number three then is to get yourself in the right mindset. So if you are telling yourself that you can't do it, and you're telling yourself that before you even get started, you've kind of, you know, resigned yourself and you've kind of wrote yourself off, you're never going to be able to do it. So you really do need to get in the right mindset, and you need to tell yourself that you can actually do it and believe in yourself and, you know, empower yourself. And whether it be that you write on post-it notes and you put them randomly around your house and you have things like, you know, what are they called? Affirmations. So you have something like, I am worthy of, you know, feeling good about myself. I am worthy of, you know, feeling happy in myself. Whatever it might be, write 2 or 3 post-it notes, put it somewhere where you'll see it a couple of times a day and say it to yourself. Because our subconscious and our conscious brain, our subconscious believes what we tell ourselves. So if we tell ourselves, I can't do it, you know that famous quote from Henry Ford, whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. It's true. So if you think that I can do it, you will be able to do it. If you think I can't do it, you're not going to be able to do it. So it's really about getting yourself in that right mindset and, you know, telling yourself that you can actually do it. That's number three. Number four then is to break your goal down into smaller pieces and then reward yourself when you meet certain targets. So if you have a big goal and you say, I want to go to the gym every day for the next 6 months, or I want to go to the gym 5 times a week for the next 6 months. So break it down and say, you know, make out a list of what do you need to do to make sure that you go to the gym every day. And then break it down and then say, if I go every day for a week, this will be my reward. So your reward might be something like, I get to, you know, watch 30 minutes of my favorite show uninterrupted. I get to have a self-care day. I get to whatever it might be. And then you might have a reward for a month. So if you do it every day for a month, you say, I'm going to book myself in and have a massage, or I'm going to go and get a pedicure or a manicure, whatever it might be. And have those little targets, because they're little things that will keep you driving as well. You know, the carrot and the stick, it's going to keep you obviously driven and keep you, it's some form of a reward. And that's what we said in that whole process. You do need the reward as well. So number five then is that's number four, break your goal down into smaller pieces. Number five is to use a visual habit tracker or habit app. There's loads of different apps that you can use, and you can get like a little ding. Or if you're somebody that's, you know, trying to walk every day for 30 minutes, Monday to Friday, you might on your app, if you've got a Samsung or an Android or whatever you have, an iPhone, you'll see that you can have, you know, the little ring that tells you, you can set your steps. You can say, I want to do 6,000 steps every day. And then you will have that visual cue and that visual reminder. Or you can just get a piece of paper, print out. If you go to Canva and type in habit tracker, I'm sure you'll find one there. And just shade it in that I've gone for my walk every day. And that will give you confidence as well, because you'll say, oh, I did really good this week. I said I was going to walk 5 days a week. I met my goal, had my reward, whatever your reward might be. And that would keep you on track then for next week as well. And that's how you form habits. So there is loads of different apps that you can use. I just do it in Evernote, because I do everything, all my show notes, all my planning for the podcast, all that kind of stuff. I either use Asana or Evernote. But I like to use as a habit tracker in Evernote. I like to use that, go in and click it every day, and that I've done the thing that I have set out to do. That's number five. Number six then is to know it's okay to fail, but the most important thing is to keep showing up and don't let one setback ruin your progress. So for example, if you're trying to be healthy and eat healthy and you eat one packet of crisps and then you're saying, oh sure, I've ate one, I might as well eat the whole bag now, and then you've ate six and then you feel really bad and then you're just getting into a vicious cycle. It's the same thing as if you hit a bump in the road and you get a puncture in one tire, you don't automatically get out of your car and slash all the other three tires because, oh, one is gone now, I might as well ruin all the rest of them. You don't do that, and it's definitely a form of self-sabotage to do that. I know I've talked about it on previous episodes of the podcast, but know it's okay to fail, and know it's okay to forgive yourself and say, you know, another failure is going to be part of the process. You're going to, if you decide that every single day for a week I'm going to go to the gym, there might be something that will get in your way, and it's okay to know that I didn't make it that day, and move on, and not, you know, say, well, I didn't make it that day, so I'm definitely not going next week. Why should I bother? Do you know, it's all about small little habits that change your life, and it's small little steps that change your life. We're not talking about doing big major changes, big major things. It's small little things, small steps, big results. So that is number six, no, it's okay to fail. Number seven then is to be flexible. So successful habit building relies on frequently repeating behaviour. So if your routine becomes too kind of set in stone, you'll follow through less often. That's like scientific research. So if you say, well, actually, I'm going to be flexible about it, I decided I'm going to go and post every day this week on social media. I want to do it before 8 a.m. but I know it's okay 1 or 2 days if I do it before 8 p.m. And just give yourself that little bit of flexibility so that you're not so rigid and so stuck in your routine, and then something happens and, you know, it sets the whole thing off, and then your habit, your good habit is gone. That's number seven. Number eight then is to watch your language and how you speak to yourself, and look out for self-sabotage. So catch that negative self-talk. So if you find yourself saying, well, I'm not deserving of, you know, fitting into that dress, I'm not deserving of feeling like I'm doing good on my social media, I'm not deserving. If you're telling yourself that, as I said, your subconscious absorbs that and you start to believe it. Whereas if you talk to yourself in a positive way, and you know, you give yourself positive affirmations, you start to believe it. So it does really work, those positive, I'm worthy, I'm good enough, whatever the affirmations may be, it definitely works. So make sure that you look at how you're speaking to yourself and look at how you speak to yourself around this goal and have a more positive mindset. So instead of saying, oh, I have to go to the gym, say, I get to go to the gym. I'm able to get up in the morning. I'm able to, you know, get in my car. I'm so lucky to have a car to be able to drive to the gym and go to the gym and have the money to be in the gym, and try and change your attitude, and practice gratitude as well is really important. And saying that you are grateful for, and writing down the things that you're grateful for as well. It can be something as simple as, I said, having a car to drive to the gym, or being able to walk to the gym, whatever it might be, having a bicycle to get to the gym. Just whatever it might be that you are grateful for, having a phone to be able to post to social media, having access to the internet. There's lots of things that we have and that we take for granted in our lives that a lot of people in the world don't have. And we have really good opportunities. So it's important to, as I said, practice that gratitude and just be grateful for the small things in life as well. That's number eight, watch your language, and self-sabotage, watch out for that. Number nine is positive visualization. So if you imagine yourself in 6 months' time, what do you want your life to look like? Do you want it, you know, to say, well, I decided I'm going to post my blog every day, every weekday, and that at the end of the 6 months, I have X amount of blog posts done, whatever it might be. If it's like 20 in a month, maybe 120 blog posts, something along the lines of that. Imagine that you have your blog and you have it filled with those 120 posts, or it might be 120 social media posts, and you might visualize looking at the figure on your social media. So when you log in now, maybe you've only got 50 posts and you want to visualize having, you know, 170 posts, whatever it might be. Visualize what that looks like, and that will help you set those goals as well and set what you want your life to be like, because you can make those changes. There's nothing stopping you. There's nothing getting in your way. Only yourself. So, you know, do the things that are going to help you visualize, and give yourself the time as well to sit down and visualize what you want your life to look like 6 months from now. Maybe it's a year from now. Maybe you want to do a charter. Maybe you want to say, what do I want my life to look like in a month from now? What positive habit do I want to have put in place a month from now? So that is number 9, positive visualization. Number 10 then is to set yourself up for success. So this is the really important one. If I hadn't had my clothes ready the night before, I hadn't had everything down to my hair bobbin, my socks, my, my jumper, my towel, my water bottle. If I don't have everything ready the night before, I get up in the morning, I feel overwhelmed, and then the fear and the doubt and all that starts to set in. And I, by having everything ready the night before, I'm not giving myself that opportunity to give into that fear and self-doubt. I'm not thinking about it. I'm getting up, getting dressed, everything's ready, out the door. And in the same way with social media, showing up on social media, it's what can you do to set yourself up for success? What are the, say you want to set out a new habit that you want to show up more on, you want to create TikTok and you want to show up more. What are the things that you can do to set yourself up, and what can you do to make that habit easy? Is there a place in your house that you can designate? That's my corner for TikTok. I've got my ring light out. I've got my my phone charged up. Whatever you need to do to make that habit stick and to make it easy on yourself as well. So there are the 10 tips for creating good habits. They're my tips. I just kind of wanted to share what I find helps me stick to a good habit when I do it. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss out on any future episodes of the podcast. And if you want to leave a review, as I said, leave your name, your business name. It's lauraomahony.com/review. Also, I would love it if you could share the podcast with someone. If you know another small business owner or another entrepreneur or somebody else in the same niche as you, drop them a message and say, check out this podcast, and I think you'd really like it. Send them the link. That would help me out so, so much. Also, if you want to share it, your Instagram stories, screenshot this episode wherever you're listening to it, share it, your stories, and tell me what one takeaway did you take from this today's episode, and what one thing did you take that's going to make a change in your life. As you know, I like to share things that are actionable and things that you can go away from the episode and that you can do something to make a positive change in your life. Also, don't forget, if you want to drop me a DM on Instagram, it's at lauraomahony.com. I'm always in the DMs, I'm always chatting, I'm always making connections, so I'd love to connect with you there as well. So that's it for me for this week. I hope you have a great week ahead. I hope you have lots of new positive changes and positive habits, and I will see you in the next episode.